We are live on the air.
Welcome to Sizzilla. I'm Susie. That's Matt.
Yay.
And we are at Wenatchee Insurance. This is the ultimate Sizzilla. You went all the way black.
Complete blackout.
Blackout. Yeah, we were. One of the things we've run into recently is we recently got some new business cards for the Susie at Wenatchee Insurance. And unfortunately, I ordered them shortly before we changed up our calendar address, so the QR code that I put on there is no longer valid, so it's all blacked out. It looks goofy.
Well, yeah, but it's one of those things. It's great segue into what we're talking about. We're talking about today is the draw.
The draw.
The draw.
As like pen and pencils, or they come bring you in.
It's what you use to bring people in. It can be artificial. It could be natural.
Okay.
I've always found natural has a tendency to bring in more than unnatural.
Okay.
This is the concept of be truing to you.
Yeah.
We're actually on a roll. This will be the fifth straight month in a row that we have our highest starts ever.
That's great.
For that month. And that is, some of it has to be, you know, credited to us reconfiguring and looking at ourselves in a very harsh manner and figuring out what is true.
Okay. You're going to have to expand on that.
Okay. One of the things that we, you know, cause we don't have, you know, thousands of dollars to be spending on advertising.
No.
We dialed in our advertising really well last year.
Yes.
And figured out some key things about it, and some things that worked. One of the things that we figured out was really simple. Comfort is one of the things that we work with. You and I.
Yes.
It's like, okay, what is comfortable? You know, that big crock pot of spaghetti.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So yeah, that's one of those mom and pop things that we utilize as people.
Okay.
You've used it for years. It's like, here, I baked a pie.
That's true. That's the nurturing part of me, I guess.
Yes. But that's comfort.
Okay.
And you're presenting that for others to have and share.
Okay.
And that brings them in.
Okay.
Yes.
And by providing them with something like that, it is inclined to keep them with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bribe.
It's not a bribe.
Okay.
Because that's who you genuinely are.
Okay.
You're doing it naturally and you don't think about it.
That's true.
And that's what most people don't realize. It's like, yeah, when it becomes a bribe would be, for example, you go to a store, you buy a pie and you present a pie.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes.
Because I'm genuine is what you're saying.
That's the nature between natural versus artificial.
Oh, I see. So my natural instinct to feed people and to give them comfort foods is more effective than the artificial, here, let me buy you a pie.
Yeah, because we did that for years with the senior center and the cookies.
Yes, let me bake you cookies.
And because we were broke as a joke and all we had was our craftiness, Susie would bake between 9 and 11 dozen cookies.
Yeah.
And once a month, go to the senior center and
bring cookies.
She got known as the cookie lady.
And be, you know, available for folks who want to talk about insurance.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, we got a few out there, but it wasn't that. It was that giving back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most people don't understand. It's just like, yeah. If you looked at the typical, you know, what's the bottom line on this, it would have been a complete failure.
On the cookies?
Yeah.
And the bottom line?
The bottom line. The bottom line for marketing projects is you run them 6 months and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. That's the general rule.
That's the general rule. Then you look at the return on investment.
Yeah. ROI is
what they call it. The ROI. You know, if you watch Shark Tank, what's your cost of goods? And again, that's an artificial looking at something. It's like, okay, if you're not tied in with the community, if your product's not tied in with the community, then you're talking about what's the cost of goods?
Yeah.
What's the return on investment?
Yeah. But the return when it comes to the comfort and the taking care of people and the cookies is not the policies written. It's the community contact.
It's the community contact. It's you taking care of people.
Yeah.
And it's you taking care of people in multiple ways.
Yeah.
And that's that natural attraction. It's why people come to you naturally.
Okay.
And for you to solve this problem called healthcare or Medicare. And you, in turn, do what you naturally do, and you comfort them.
Make sure that they know that they're not idiots, that this is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
And that's why I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see where you're going with this.
So, yeah, that's a natural aspect. It's when I kind of laughed yesterday. We're going to go do... We were bantering about the office, trying to figure out how we're going to tie in with a local parade.
Right.
That walks right by our door.
Right.
So we said, hey, you know what? Let's do a water station.
Yeah. We'll have fresh water that people can refill their water bottles.
Some high quality H2O.
Yeah.
And so we started. It's taking a little while to get off the ground. And it's humorous because... one of the key aspects that the parade is working on this year, and Apple Blossom.
Yes, I saw that yesterday. Is sustainability and being a zero waste.
Yeah.
So we just kind of naturally clicked into it.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. It's like ha ha, and you start to do that more when you're working with those natural abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. It's when I was coming up and doing the hard sales,
mm-hmm.
It was preached that you want to make a Xerox copy of what works and print money. That was literally, I was told that by more than one millionaire.
So you take what works and you just keep reproducing it.
You keep reproducing. Because it's simple, it's easy, and you can get in a rhythm.
Okay.
It becomes an assembly line.
Yeah. Kind of loses its charm.
Yeah. That model is very outdated, and some people still use it.
That's the whole going out of business sale constantly.
Yeah. That's
one version.
That's one version. We call it being a cookie cutter.
Yeah, we're not cookie cutter.
Yeah, we're not cookie. I just started selling a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
that's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can't take and replicate for a customer because each customer is different.
Right. Everyone's got a different neat set of needs.
However, you can replicate what you do, your core values, and present that in front of each customer.
True. So that's your cookie cutter.
The model has flipped upside down, and that did that years ago. I want to say with the .coms.
Okay. Okay.
So it's been old. There's a few dinosaurs that cling to it.
Yeah.
We see that the old guard, you know, hardcore sales. It's like, yeah, I'll always be closing. Coffee's for closers. That nonsense. And we joke about it.
Yeah.
We literally joke about that.
Oh yeah, we have the whole coffees for closers jokes all the time.
And it's kind of important to know that, yeah, that's a level that we joke at with peers that are in that sales industry. And it's one of those things you do to see if they're still operating at that level.
Uh-huh.
because I knew guys when I first got in and went to Farmers University, they made their business by slapping phones.
Yeah, well, that's very old school. That's very boiler room.
It's very boiler room, and it was, you know, I think one of them's still in Arizona that's doing it, and he's just a freaking character. Mm-hmm. The other one that did it, as soon as his district manager cut off the funds, his business folded. It's one of those things we see it online a lot, mm-hmm, with people looking to buy leads.
Yes. Or sell leads, for that matter.
Buy or sell leads. Yeah. And
which is not a very, it's never been a very effective tool.
No, it's got a low return. You've got to churn it. One of the big lead programs out there for the insurance industry is Dave Ramsey.
Oh yeah.
And he will charge these insurance guys a horrible amount of money to get these leads handed off to him. Mm-hmm. And because of Dave's Ramsey's attraction, his draw,
yeah,
he's serving these leads up warm.
Yeah. Versus a cold lead, which is somebody who 5 years ago clicked that search engine.
Yeah. And so they've got a certain expectation. Well, if Dave says it's all right, this is what it is.
But that's Dave's comfort angle.
That's his comfort. That's his draw. Yeah. And we get easily confused by that, particularly when it comes to visuals. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the hiring of pretty people to do the drug sales.
Yeah, that's always been a thing. Drug reps are traditionally pretty people. Or just pretty people in sales generally. Yeah, the hiring of the stereotypical pretty receptionist.
Yeah.
Rather than the effective, you know, instead of hiring for skill, they hire for their legs.
Yeah.
And that's a stereotype. I'm not saying that still happens. I imagine it still does to a degree. But yeah, it's a stereotype.
Well, I think it still does. You put we kind of broke that mold really darn quick with me up front.
Well, it was funny because when we started building our office, I assumed I was going to be up front.
No, yeah.
And it took me a while to get my head around that. It's like, yeah. Oh, I guess. And so Matt's up front, and that works out great.
Yeah.
You know, people love talking to him. I get compliments about those conversations every day. I'm going to mention that to you.
You do from time to time.
Yeah, I got someone mentioned it yesterday, mm-hmm, specifically, and put me back in my office, which of course gives me the whole, you know, queen on her throne kind of feel.
Yeah, we set up the entire office as a mechanism,
mm-hmm,
to where Susie uses comfort. I use a lot of safety.
Okay. Yes. People feel safe when they come in here.
And
because you engage with them.
Yeah. And I'm creating an atmosphere where people feel safe. Mm-hmm. And that leads to, okay, I'm feeling safe. You know what would make it better? Some chocolate ice cream. And so they start talking to Susie, and that's the chocolate ice cream.
I'm chocolate ice cream.
You're chocolate ice cream in this case.
Okay, so Shayla's butterscotch.
She would probably be the cherry on top because
Shayla is absolutely a cherry on top.
Because she is, you know, a lot of intellect,
mm-hmm,
and that is one of the things that is her attraction to us. Was her intellect and her ability to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really wonderful combination.
And we encourage and support her ability to care, which she hasn't had very much in previous job options.
Yeah, we activate with Shayla on this. You know, it's how do you act and react, mm-hmm, in an environment of growth, and you have to get to those key components.
Mm-hmm.
well, what draws people in?
Yeah.
What repulses them?
Yeah.
I have a tendency, and I try to be careful about it, is being overbearing, being a know-it-all.
You have in the past been worked on the smartest person in the room. And flaunted it about.
It's the flaunting.
Right. And it's intimidating to people. You can be intimidating really fast.
Mm-hmm. But intimidation is the flip side of safety.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Is that why one thing we've often joked about for Matt is he cannot be intimidated.
Yeah. You've got to come at me an awful, awful lot.
Yeah.
For me to be intimidated by you.
I've never met anyone that's managed to intimidate you.
I've been impressed.
Impressed, yes. That's different.
Actual raw intimidation, no, it's never happened.
Yeah. But you can be intimidating very quickly. I've actually, weirdly enough, been told I'm intimidating.
It's that intimidation is because you've clicked over to that confident zone. And you overconfident the person.
I was too confident.
You projected your confidence too much, or to a level they couldn't handle.
Well, it's not too much if it's accurate.
It's too much for the situation.
Too much for the situation, too much for that person.
A little bit of both, because the situation is created by the person.
Yeah. It's all perspective, isn't it?
It is, and it's that give and take. You know, because a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, you got to, you know, bring people in by giving away free stuff.
Yes, that is very common. We spent a lot of years giving away free stuff, but that's not what we were known for. People didn't come to us because they wanted a bag. People came to us because we'd help them.
Yeah, and that was the goofy thing, because we gave away bags before they had the whole recycle program in Washington State.
Right.
The reason why is we did that is because we wanted to make sure. I even gave some bags out with my first office.
Did you?
Way back when with Plaza Superjet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So that's
so branded with Plaza.
So yeah, there are some ancient bags floating around with the phone number doesn't work anymore on that one.
Yeah, they're probably falling apart and thrown out.
Hard to say, because that is a plastic.
I've noticed they do degrade after time.
Yeah, it depends on use.
Use them, or if you leave them in like in your car in the sun, they will disintegrate.
So back someone's closet, they probably got a collector's item.
Matt McComb Agency.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got any of those floating around.
I don't think so. Because, you know, it does us no good. And, you know, that is always the goal, is to get the name out there.
Yeah. Just to make sure people know who we are.
And it's not a draw. And that's what most people don't understand, is when we advertise or when we talk, it's not the draw. It is just a vehicle to get people to, you know, turn their head a little bit out of their daily grind, to maybe listen a little bit harder. And it's like, okay, what are they saying? Do I connect with them?
Like our podcast,
like our video, like our, you know, what's on the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, when they hear us speak, we've had people, you know, we've done speaking events for literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people at this point.
Yeah, it's true. It's weird when you think about it, but it's true.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things that we've done that you don't think of insurance.
No. Well, no, people just don't think of insurance generally.
Yeah, well, people try to avoid it.
Yeah.
And it usually smacks them upside the head if they play that avoidance game.
Yeah. I've heard that more than once.
Yeah, but that's that attraction repulsion thing, and you got to figure out why they're repulsed by it.
Why are people repulsed by insurance? Because it's intimidating.
The intimidation's one.
It's confusing.
Confusion's another. The rap.
And it's got a bad rap.
The value.
Yeah. You have to sell the value.
It's not really selling. And I've had to tell people this before. It's not really selling. Because it's not some, oh my gosh, here's some, you know, I can't say, hey, you know, this is the greatest health plan in the world.
No, we're actually prohibited to say that from saying that.
Yeah. And that's what most people don't understand. They have this perception of sales as the slicked back windbreaker, here, have a toaster sales.
Have a toaster.
And then the reality is some of our peers do operate on that level.
I don't think they go eat toasters very often, but yeah, I get your drift. Let's go golfing.
Let's go. Yeah, the golfing. And
oh my gosh, that's huge in this industry for some reason.
And it's, well, what it is, and they're not our people. I will say that just point blank, because golfing is not our thing.
No.
What they're doing on the golf course is looking for the association with the person with leisure time,
mm-hmm.
because they have time. They'll have time to shop and sit down,
mm-hmm.
and then the conversation,
mm-hmm.
because this is an individual that has a, you know, $1 million home,
mm-hmm.
a couple cars and a couple toys,
mm-hmm.
and they want to protect it.
Yeah.
And if you've got that, oh yeah, I saw you out on the, you know, the fairway, let's talk.
Yeah. You must be my people.
You must be my people.
But we never cultivated that angle. We cultivated the everyday Joe on the street.
Yes. And we've had that approach countless times.
Uh-huh.
We've had the managers from, you know, various companies come at us like, oh, hey, you want to sell our product? What's your product catered to? Oh, the top 10%. No, thank you. And that's who.
But you can make so much money. Don't care.
And that's the other thing. In pitching us, and they're trying to use money as an attraction,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work on us because that's not why we're in this industry.
No, but that does make us unicorns.
It does and it doesn't.
But we are not the only ones out there who do this, mm-hmm. to take care of their communities. We're just really good at it.
Well, yeah, and it boils down to, you know, can you find what is elemental about you to project outwards so people have confidence in making that connection?
There you go. And we'll just let the folks who have that confidence in those higher end stuff go take care of those policies. That's cool.
Well, the goofy thing is we encounter the higher end folks,
mm-hmm.
not on the golf course. Usually it's like some event.
Yeah.
And they hear us start to talk and they realize, oh my gosh, this is someone that actually cares about what they're doing.
Yeah.
They care about the policies they write. And if the insurance companies behave poorly, they're there for me.
Exactly. We are genuine in our moves, and it shows.
And that was one of the things that the old guard, because I got in really at kind of one of those transition points for insurance.
You did.
And there was an old guard that when we go to these, you know, company meetings and retreats, they would talk about the old days and the agents being empowered,
mm-hmm.
and I was with a captive insurance force at that point. That means they were, you know, flying a particular company flag,
mm-hmm.
and they would talk about, you know, and how the agents would have, you know, certain abilities, and that over time that got stripped away,
mm-hmm.
and we're seeing, you know, those abilities long since gone. And that's why if you walk into a typical captive agency, you will see it with just kind of this beige or red, white, and blue it's very boring, and it's devoid of any sort of personality.
It has no Sasquatch posters on the wall.
Correct. It has no Sasquatch because you got to be sassy. And you, and that is the, it becomes this game of sales at that point, mm-hmm. where you're not connecting. You're not using the staff's natural abilities to connect. Mm-hmm. You're using cookie cutters presented only by the company.
Mm-hmm. You got to use a certain, you've got to follow their certain rules.
Yeah.
With very little, room for creativity.
Well, it's not like just creativity, it's passion.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can mm-hmm. really squash your passion really mm-hmm. fast. You learned that.
Yeah.
When you were running that captive company, your passion, they were really close to just quashing your passion for insurance altogether.
Well, yeah, the disconnect was, and this was the disconnect, was yeah, I had this passion. What happens if your upline doesn't have that passion?
There you go.
And that's the problem with those captive models is uplines.
Yeah.
They have to have that desire to be there more than just the money.
But when you get into uplines, some of the bigger ones, you're looking at major corporate situations that is all about the money.
It doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't have to. But at this point in time in this country, that's very common.
It's very common. And that's why when we started with the Supernova project and we learned about B corporations, mm-hmm. it kind of sparked us mm-hmm. because it talked about, hey, you can build a corporation mm-hmm. that also had a cause that they would champion.
Yeah. And I love that.
And that is so completely lost on today's culture.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
It's lost on the, oh my gosh, we're in the end final stages of capitalism. Everything's bad. It's lost on the capitalists that are going, it's all about the bottom line. And you've got, like I said, these benefit corporations that are like, hey, you know what? We should set aside 10% to fund schools. Or we should set aside this, you know, a portion of our money to work on the environment. Nice. They're working on sustainability.
Yeah.
And they're incorporating the core values, the elemental, the draw, mm-hmm. and they're bringing it in and they're making it part of the corporation.
Yeah.
So it itself becomes a bigger draw. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the things you got to look at today is it's like, where do you want to go with your community? Where do you want to go with business? Where do you want to go with your relationships?
There you go. Because it does filter all the way down to the way you deal with the people around you.
Yeah. And because there's a lot of people that are, you know, that are incredibly lonely.
Oh, yeah.
And they're suffering for their loneliness. The whole incel thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with the inability to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've seen some of the folks that you know, issue forth some just terrifying statements.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how do you expect to connect that way?
Maybe they're hoping to connect with other people with who appreciate their terrifying statements. But they silo themselves.
Well, you get to a point where it's you're really a very niche market.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have to go through, you know, beyond the thousands into the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to find someone that will appreciate the beauty of earwax candles.
There you go.
And so, yeah.
But they're out there.
They are out there, but it's extreme and you better have the best earwax candle possible.
Well, it also helps to diversify your passions.
Yeah. And that is what is important, is figuring out, you know, what draw is important. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend ever doing the, oh, hey, let's call them by their reproductive names. It's bad.
Okay.
The one sure sign is by calling women all females.
Oh, that. You want to make me go. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a. Ugh. Yeah. And that's a really easy way to just to.
Yeah.
It's gonna get the whole Ferengi speech going on, because not everything is transactional.
Yeah.
Gotta understand that not everything's transactional. And when you tap into that internal draw that you're using, mm-hmm. you'll realize that you're yes, it's a tool. Yes, it can bring you things. And yes, not everything's transactional, because you're doing something you enjoy.
There you go. That sounds like a good spot to stop.
So, hey, have a great day.
Yes, we will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us on Suzilla.
Next week, aren't we doing the trailer?
Oh, yeah. We might be doing, yeah. I don't think we're going to be here Thursday next week, but we'll pop back in.
We'll pop back in.
We haven't been able to be as consistent as we have been mm-hmm. in the past, but we're picking back up. That's for sure.
So
we'll be back. Don't worry about us.
Yep. So, hey, have a great day.
Bye.